We're just one day away from the Eagles taking on the Patriots in their second preseason game. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. The Eagles and the Patriots wrapped up 3 days of joint practices on Thursday with a walkthrough. On today's show, Bo Wolf goes one-on-one with wide receiver Afani Moma in our weekly feature presented by Gatorade. Moma started last Friday against the Chicago Bears and could see a lot of playing time this week due to injuries at the wide receiver position. We'll also chat with Brian Baldinger, the analyst for the Eagles preseason telecast, as well as the co-host of the Emmy-nominated Game Plan show. But first, we're going to send it to Foxborough for the latest on the Eagles with Dave Spadaro, who has some notes on a promising second-year tight end who wowed the opposition during the week of training.
Thank you very much, Chris. You know, rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews had an inconsistent performance against the Bears in week number one of this preseason. He is unfazed by that. He's had a very good week of practice against the Patriots and is looking forward to another opportunity to go out on the field and simply do his job.
So I say just doing my job. If I got to get to 10 yards and break out on a route, that's what I'm going to do. I'm working on those things, just focusing on the little things I have to do. And then at the end of the day, just catching the ball and making plays for a team. So that's how I look at it.
The first team offense in Chicago plagued by inconsistency, penalties, turnovers, things that tight end Zach Ertz wants to see cleaned up against the Patriots.
We can't have stupid penalties like we had last week, and we can't turn the ball over. If you lose a turnover battle, it's going to be tough to win any game, especially in this league. And if we have three penalties on one drive, we're definitely not going to convert it, most likely. So I think that's what we got to focus on right now.
Seventh-round draft pick Bo Allen has seen a lot of repetitions, including some with the first-team defense. He's gained the notice from the coaching staff, and now he's got a chance to do it again against the Patriots on Friday night.
I've been getting a lot of reps, which is good. You know, that's what you need. You get reps, you get that experience, you get that muscle memory and that kind of thing. So that's really all you can ask for as a rookie.
Well, that's it from Foxborough. A week of practice in the books. The only thing left is the Eagles and the Patriots on Friday night from Gillette Stadium. Chris, back to you in the studio at the NovaCare Complex.
Thanks, Dave. As Jordan Matthews' spot on the roster is secure, another young receiver is making a push for a spot of his own. After the break, Bo Wolf goes one-on-one with a receiver who has been waiting for a moment like this. A funny moment, that is, in our weekly one-on-one presented by Gatorade.
World-famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shake and Flavor Fries. Shake up something new to love at McDonald's.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Lots of people know that solar power is a good idea. But not everyone knows there are lots of reasons why solar makes so much sense right now. The good news? NRG is the company with experience in everything from building the most advanced solar thermal facility of its kind to powering football stadiums with solar, and to bringing solar power to homes just like yours. Visit nrghomesolar.com to find out how to get started with solar power today and make a brighter future tomorrow.
From the practice fields outside Gillette Stadium, this is the weekly Gatorade one-on-one. We're here with Eagles wide receiver Afani Moma. And Afani, you know, there's so much talk from the coaches and from guys about how far you've come from last season to this season. Do you sort of embrace that, or do you sort of bristle at it because it's you know, sort of a backhanded compliment about last year? How do you feel about that stuff?
No, I mean, I take it as, you know, the God honest truth. You know, I knew last year that I wasn't playing my best and I wasn't really at my potential. So coming out here this year and just actually being able to prove myself better than I did last year has been a it's been a blessing for me, but honestly, it's still one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, I'm trying to take it slowly so that come the regular season, I'm still on this roster and I'm on a 53-man playing. You know what I mean?
Are there moments in practice where you make a play and you're like, you know what, I would not have made that play last year?
I really don't think like that, right. But there's times where I think that, you know, I'm definitely doing. I feel better. I feel more comfortable. I feel like I have more confidence than I've had before, not only last year, but just any time before that.
I was watching, you know, one-on-ones this week with Mike Quick, who's one of the greatest receivers in Eagles history, and it was a play where you caught a touchdown over Brandon Browner in the corner, and Quick was talking about some of the subtleties that he saw in your route and slowing your pace down so that you could get the ball right at the top of the route, take advantage of your size, and he was impressed with some sort of veteran stuff that he was seeing out of you for such a young guy.
Yeah, it's honestly, he's helped me out a little bit. He came up to me last year and told me how I can be more physical and use my size, and that I took it to heart. That one time he talked to me, I was thinking about it all the time, like, man, you know, Mike Quick sees some potential in me, and he's giving me advice, like, I really should take advantage of what he's telling me, and it's, you know, it's an honor to hear him talk about me in that manner. So I just got to continue to use my size and learn every day and you know, become a veteran at receiver and just keep on playing and getting better.
And so what is your sense of sort of the competition for a spot on the 53-man roster, sort of how you stand?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I've been blessed, you know, a lot of opportunities. Guys, you know, not here yet practicing, you know, Cooper is helping me even though he's out, and you know, I think the sky's the limit. You know, there really isn't a roof for me. I think anything can happen as far as this 53-man roster. I think I not only practice squad, but I'm trying to play this year.
Last question is, one of the things Chip Kelly has talked about is for the guys who are fighting spots, four spots on the bottom of the roster, how important special teams is. What do you sort of bring to the table there?
That's the, I think, the most important part for anybody on this team. I'm a physical guy. I'm bigger. I have better size. I just have to prove myself when I get the opportunity out there. We have some really, really good special teams players here. So it's all about the opportunity. You know, you get that one shot or kickoff in a game, and if you don't go all out, you know, you might not be able to get the opportunity again. So I have to prove myself every day in practice, and most importantly, in the games.
So preseason game number two right up the road from where you went to college. You're going to have some friends in town to watch?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends coming out. I had a couple here for practices, but this game is going to be big for me. I'm going to have so much fun playing in front of friends and family. So.
All right. Well, Fani Momoh, one of the stories of training camp for this Eagles team. That is your Gatorade One-on-One presented by Gatorade.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
My Bobo-pedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Chandler sofa has Bobo-pedic seat cushions.
Dual push-button power recliners.
Power headrest.
Drop-down table with two power outlets, a USB port, and an overhead light.
Lighted cup holders and extra storage.
Now available in brown.
At the same great price, only $11.99.
No wonder my Bob's Discount Furniture keeps growing and growing.
Daydreaming again?
Oh, yeah.
About your dream car?
Yeah.
Black with red stripes. Cool.
How do you know?
You've been staring at that new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yep. Muscle car money. I could win up to $100,000. Or Dodge Challenger RT Classic.
Want to see your dreams come to life? You could scratch your way to instant winning today.
Fuzzy dice. Nice.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast SportsNet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly each and every week for your chance to get lower level seats to every Eagles home game this season. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Brian Baldinger is the analyst for this year's Eagles preseason telecast, but before he got into the TV business, he was an NFL offensive lineman for over a decade, playing guard, center, and tackle. We're going to send it back to Foxborough, where Dave Spadaro had a chance to catch up with Baldy, who talked about, among other things, the progress made by the team's young defensive linemen.
Well, the Eagles and the Patriots have concluded 3 days of joint practices here in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Now we get ready for preseason game number two, the Eagles and the Patriots. I'm joined by Brian Baldinger, who, of course, from the NFL Network, and he'll be providing the color commentary for the game on 6ABC in the Philadelphia region. Baldy, it's game number two, and it's a different kind of importance for the Eagles, for some of these young players. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for what I was looking for last week. I'm just looking for competitive guys, guys that flash, guys that make plays. I mean, it's the old cliches, but, you know, guys that show up that you don't know much about or you want to see what they can do. I mean, for example, last week, Matt Tobin, to me, at left guard, probably played more snaps than anybody on the field last Friday night. It opened my eyes. Like, the more I watch him, I'm like, the more I want to see of him. I mean, they need linemen. We know the depth is challenged. You look like a guy that took advantage of his opportunity.
On the other side of the ball, Bo Allen and Marcus Smith and Brandon Bear, who nobody knows about, all of a sudden may be key factors for this football team.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave. Look, you know, we know this about what Billy Davis wants to do. He wants to, you know, wave, you know, six defensive linemen through. He wants a rotation. He wants, you know, wants guys to share snaps. And those guys showed up, you know, and Bo gave pass rush. We didn't know that he could do that. You know, just bull the center the way he did and collapse the pocket on a couple of occasions. It was impressive. Brandon, you know, big, long kid that, you know, was picked up here last year, flashed, kind of like, so what do I want to see? I want to see, can Bo Allen show up again? You know, does Brandon Bear flash? Does Marcus Smith make another play or two like he did last week? Does Matt Tobin take it to a different level? I mean, all those things, you want to see some consistency.
Last year, first play of the game at Lincoln Financial Field, Stephen Ridley goes 62 yards. The Patriots run the football for a touchdown. Then Tom Brady comes back 7-for-8 on the second drive, another touchdown drive. And the story this week has been that the defense for the Eagles, much more competitive against Brady. So, obviously, in game two, Bill Davis wants to see that kind of performance even enhanced.
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, you're seeing the league's best in Tom Brady. And they can go as fast as anybody. You know, I mean, they want to go hurry up against the Eagles tomorrow night. They can do that, Dave. But, you know, I mean, I just think the second year of the defense, I mean, Billy Davis wanted to be able to shut down Chicago's running game last week. They did that. So that's always the priority, without blitzing, without doing anything fancy. And that's what they couldn't do last year, early in the season. So, you know, you would hope that a second year in the program, guys feel a lot more comfortable playing in the system, and I think they are, and it showed, and we hope that it shows tomorrow night.
What caught my eye against Chicago, the way they used Malcolm Jenkins in the box as kind of a run supporter, deep in coverage, moved him around a bit. That versatility is something, I guess, that the Eagles are counting on. It could really make a big difference with the D.
Quite frankly, Dave, that's why he's here. Yeah. I mean, otherwise he would have gone to St. Louis, you know, with the guy that he knows very well, and Greg Williams, who coached him in New Orleans. So he came here because Billy Davis is going to be able to use all of his skills. He came out of Ohio State as a top-flight corner. He's made the transition to safety, but that's what the league is. I mean, it's cover safeties. And so that's what you have to be able to do. That's what Dawkins did. That's what Antrell Roll does in New York. The great safeties, they drop down, they cover tight end, they cover the slot, they blitz. You know, and even the other night, he was, you know, defending the Gunners on punt return team and did a great job of it. He's the old cliche. The guy's just a football player, and he loves it. And the Eagles are a much better defense because he's back there.
Nick Foles, 2 interceptions against the Bears. This is the second game. People want to see progress. Anything going on there with Nick Foles that makes you want to see a couple of good touchdown drives here?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, his decision-making wasn't good. His footwork wasn't good. He didn't look like the guy that finished the season last year. So, you know, you want to just say that's rust. You go, hey, let's kick the rust off. Let's get out here. Good week of work against, you know, Revis and Brandon Browner and some of the, you know, players they have out here. And then take it to the field tomorrow night. And, you know, that's his job. Now, you know, whether Macklin plays, doesn't matter. I mean, Tom Brady could throw to me and you and probably still complete a lot. All right.
But I get the point.
But, right? I mean, Nick's job is to throw these guys open, make these guys look good, get the ball in the right spots, see the field well. And so, you know, he needs to just forget about that, flush it. He's had a good week of work. It's good weather today, good weather Tuesday. Throw it in the rain, throw a wet ball like he did on Wednesday. But really, you know, shine tomorrow night. I mean, it's all about moving the team.
Brian Baldinger, make sure you tune in. 6ABC, 7:30 on Friday night in the Philadelphia region, the Eagles and the Patriots.
Again, Brian will provide the analysis, and Dave will be on the sidelines for our Eagles preseason telecast, which can be seen locally on 6ABC. Brian Braman was signed by the Eagles this offseason to help boost the special teams units. He is known for his no-helmet tackle against Mark Mariani of the Titans years ago, and also for his attitude towards special teams, kill maim, destroy. Our Melissa Kelly unearths more about the new Eagles linebacker.
Brian Braman has turned heads this preseason, not only for his grizzly Adam looks, but for the skill set he provides on the field. He had 31 special teams tackles in 46 career games for the Houston Texans, and his addition to the roster is another sign of the Eagles' renewed commitment to excellent special teams play. The 6'5", 241-pound linebacker has already made quite the impression on his new teammate, Malcolm Jenkins.
You know, he's just a freak of nature, man. You know, he's I don't even know how tall he is, but he's taller than me. He's a linebacker, but he runs like a 4'4", you know, and he's one of those rare finds we were talking about athleticism and speed for his size. So he can do stuff that not everybody can do, and I think he uses it to his advantage.
To go along with Brayman's obvious value on special teams, defensive coordinator Bill Davis believes that he can contribute to the Eagles' defense.
He's a great athlete out there. You see him fly around, and you always always know where he is on special teams, and he's picking up our scheme and fitting in well. He did all right the other night. He had one penalty that you didn't like, but other than that, he had a solid game.
You can catch Brayman and the Eagles when they return back to preseason action this Friday against the New England Patriots. You can catch the game locally at 7:30 p.m. on 6 ABC.
Thanks, Melissa. Once again, the Eagles and the Patriots can be seen locally on 6 ABC starting at 7:30 p.m. The game will also air nationally on NFL Network. PhiladelphiaEagles.com will provide coverage throughout the game, and we will also stream the live press conferences of Chip Kelly and Nick Foles once the game is complete. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you all for joining us here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.